Hello there. Are you finding that spirituality is doing you nothing? For the most part, you love it and it fascinates you and it's interesting to you and it speaks the truth to you. Maybe you're just getting into it, maybe you've been into it for ages. But there's no doubt about it, it's not all mermaids and unicorns. There are annoyances to it too. And by the end of this episode, you'll know more about them, why they're happening, and what you can do about them, and they will not deter you from continuing down this righteous path. You're listening to Auspicious Minds. Yes, we are back now. It's season two. We're going to be covering a lot more topics and content this season, including spirituality, because it does tend to be where you end up a lot of the time after doing that healing work. We support you on your healing journey. We support emotional health and how it can affect your physical health and mental health and getting you all on track so that you are living your best life. Hello there, lovely listener. Welcome back to Auspicious Minds. We're now on season two. If you did listen to any of our episodes from season one, then you'll probably be wondering what took me so long to get back on with the show. But in truth, I did have a lot of healing work to do still. I was exhausted, as I said, at the end of episode 20 of the last episode of season one. I just needed a break. And there were other things to get done with Auspicious Minds, like catch up with the blogs. So do check them out on our website, auspiciousminds.com. I'm not saying the W's because it's not the 90s. You know how to find a website now, I'm sure. So on with the episode now. Spirituality, wherever you're at in the process. So if you've been doing the healing work, you'll probably find that it's a natural evolution to find yourself interested in spirituality. It is generally sitting there waiting for us to embrace. And a lot of us do find truth in it when we do hop on board with it and wake up to it. We find that however far you are down your healing journey, you'll remember these things and they may not be a problem to you anymore. But do still listen to the episode because sometimes it's good to just be reminded that, you know, the good definitely outweighs the bad in this case. I wouldn't even say these are bad things, but they can feel a little bit annoying at times if you don't know what they are. So this episode is going to help you with these things, what downsides there are when you first embark on spirituality, and even when you're fully in it, and how you can deal with it, why they're happening, how you can get through it, overcome it, and get to the nice mermaids and unicorns again, yeah? Let's get on with the episode, the downsides of spirituality. So you found yourself interested in stuff and suddenly people around you start taking the piss. They start making fun of you. They start gaslighting your beliefs. They start telling you it's a load of shite, or they start asking you questions that you can't answer. Even if you've got a knowing for this stuff, you can't answer these questions, which makes you feel even more invalidated. And it makes you want to sit on this rather than open up to it, which delays your happiness a little bit because there is a lot of contentment that comes with this, all because you have people that are just not open to it. And do you know what? They don't have to be open to it. It's completely their journey, their prerogative to believe or not believe in this stuff too. But that should not stilt your belief in it, because if you're fascinated in this stuff, it's there for a reason. It's there whether you're surrounded by people that are interested in this or not. So if you're finding that you can't really kind of come out and talk about this stuff to people that you know because you just know what they'll say, they won't be supportive of it, they won't want it no more, they'll just shut you down straight away, tell you it's crap, then what I'd suggest you do is maybe listen to our podcast episodes, watch our videos, which is, we are soon to be doing videos on this on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube. And also online, there's so many groups about spirituality for beginners. And same locally as well. So, you know, completely where you're at, where you're living, there's plenty of people that believe in this stuff. You may even have friends that you think aren't interested in this, and they are. But for the same reasons you, they don't want to say anything because they don't want to get laughed at either. It should not be that way in this day and age. Don't let it deter you from finding out more about something that fascinates you for a reason. You're denying a part of yourself if you don't look into this stuff. You can always get as far as you get and dismiss it. But at the same time, if you're interested in it now, it's there for a reason, and it really does bring some magic with it as well. Don't let them tell you otherwise. You will find when you get further into this that anybody kind of laughing at you or dismissing it will bounce off you like rubber bullets, because they just don't faze you at all. You know there's people out there that are not into it, and they may never be, but at the same time, you won't be bothered if they're into it or not, because to you it is truth and it is what it is. You'll be confident in that, and you will find yourself veering towards people that are interested in this stuff too, and it will just cement it a little bit for you. Now, at the other end of the spectrum from people gaslighting your beliefs, what I do see more of now is spiritual snobbery. So this is a trap that you don't want to fall into either. And honestly, it's a battle for me some days, because I guess when you do all this healing work, whether you believe in it or not, you are led here. And whether you're on this path, you will find yourself following groups and you'll see memes everywhere. And you'll hear people saying it, that we're the awake ones, they're asleep, and, you know, hierarchy, and you're better than them because you believe in this stuff. And because they're asleep and closed-minded to it, they're living a shit life. That is not what true spirituality is about. You will learn as time goes on that the ego takes a long time to shift. That ego that has brought us opportunity, that has kind of limited us in ways, but it's kept us safe the whole way. And we need the ego as well a little bit, because it's all balance. It's all yin and yang. When you do get further into your journey, you will find that you judge less on other people, whether they believe it or not, whatever else they believe in, it's okay. Maybe you know somebody who's in a bit of a bad place and you know that they would benefit from doing that healing work that you've bravely done, and they're not doing it. They'd find that inner peace if they took this on, but they're not willing to. You kind of have to let that be. Frustrating as it is, you can't make the horse drink the water in this case. It's everybody's journey, everybody's individual journey, and they may or may not ever get into this. If they do, you can support them later down the line. If not, then it's not something you can force on them either. They have to get there in their own sweet time or not with this. So just let it be. Focus on yourself and how you can maybe lose any kind of judgment that you may have on other people not getting this. Don't follow those memes that are telling you that, you know, you're awake and you're amazing and the people that aren't are not. I mean, you are amazing. And there are people that do not believe in this stuff that are still living a happy life or a contented life. So it takes all kinds. So try not to judge the people who are not into this. Don't let them gaslight you either. But a lot of the time, they're leaving you to it. They'll find their way out and they'll do it with or without spirituality. So you just have to trust that too.
Oh no, anxiety creeps up on me. Is this how it's supposed to feel? Tell me when it's over, I got someplace that I gotta be. It won't leave.
On the back of that spiritual snobbery, you're going to come across fake gurus. I'm not one of them, by the way. There are people out there, if you're just getting into the law of attraction or you've been into it for some time, people just giving you wrong information, like telling you with the law of attraction that you can just sit on your couch and dream up a sports car waiting outside for you, and you can just sit on your ass and wait for everything to come to you with the law of attraction. No, that's bollocks, honestly. Yes, you have the good intentions. Yes, you can sit on your couch and hope for them. But what does require with the law of attraction and to meet the universe halfway on this is action. And you'll receive instructions on that action. Just don't worry about the hows, whens, whats. Just trust that you'll get some kind of pointers on what you need to do to achieve that goal that you want with the law of attraction. But there will be work on your part. Waiting for it to come to you just by sitting watching Netflix day in, day out, it doesn't really work like that. And there are gurus out there, and I've watched them where they're telling people that that's all they need and stay away from the vortex and all that shite. Pinch of salt. If you think it doesn't sound right, then trust your intuition on that. One of the annoyances of getting in spirituality as well is that constant doubt in yourself, questioning yourself. Did that really happen? That couldn't have been a coincidence, could it? And because you're still kind of getting into it, you're still not fully trusting it, and therefore you do question or doubt it quite a bit. And it can be a bit of a mind fuck, but It's something that many of us go through or have been through. And until you're a bit further down the line with it, or you completely trust the process, which takes time, it takes a while for people, you may find yourself questioning, did that really happen? Did I hear that voice? My electrics have just gone again. What's all that? Things happening. You will learn over time to trust yourself. Maybe your intuition is telling you things and you don't really know where this has come from, but it is your intuition. You just know things and you don't know why you know them, but you do. And you are doubting that because this is something new to you. You've never really opened up to believing in that inner voice before. You've just kind of ignored it and done your own thing, like a lot of people. And suddenly you're now finding yourself knowing stuff or just pointing out things, and you don't look at car plates normally, but suddenly one's just made its attention to you. Things like that happen all the time. It won't last forever. You will learn to trust that there is information and advice and guidance there for you. So stop doubting yourself. You are right. You may find that you're relearning things, values, beliefs, morals, things that you've held true pretty much most of your life so far. Suddenly they are shifting away and you're finding your own perspective on things because you know that whatever you were told maybe was not true. But because you believed it for so long, you're finding yourself having to relearn things. It's like you've just been born again and here you are learning things that you thought you already knew. That's very normal part of the process. What it is that the ego kind of shifts when you get more into this, and things that the ego tell you or you've had maybe you believe for so long have probably been driven by the ego. As you find yourself changing, your opinions change, your beliefs change, things that you held dear suddenly don't fit anymore. So you may find that you're having to learn things, and that can seem like you think you're going insane or something, and you're not. It just is that you are relearning things from a different perspective now. And this is more about becoming the true you. So if you look at it like that, it may not feel quite as daunting. Now, as you know, you've probably done quite a lot of healing work already. That's what Auspicious Mind supports, that emotional healthy journey of shedding your old skin and things that just don't serve you anymore, like old traumas, old pain, old embarrassments even, anything at all from the past that does not matter anymore. You've no doubt worked on it or are working on it or will work on it further. When you do wake up to spirituality, it does kind of hit you like a truck that the shadow work that you will get, the inner child work that you'll get dealing with, that comes up like little bubbles when you open a fizzy drink, and it'll just be there for you to knock out the ballpark, which basically means is facing it again, letting it go, forgiving it, feeling that emotion, and then knocking it out of the ballpark. That, in a nutshell, is healing work. And it can get a bit overwhelming at times. I mean, you can find yourself you've dealt with one thing. You get a nice lull for a few weeks where you feel more energized because you've let something truly go. And then here you go, you've got something else that's popped up from the past that you thought, oh, fuck, I forgot about this. Now I have to deal with this. Yep. But it's all for your higher good. But I also know that the universe does not send you anything that you can't cope with. To get into this better aligned state of mind, it is time to let that stuff go. And you've accepted things, you've let them go, you've forgiven things. You're just not that person anymore. You're not holding on to it. You realize that anxiety has come to you for a reason. It's trying to slow you down so you will deal with this instead of being on the go constantly and pretending it's not there. You can't fill the universe with this stuff, as you've probably been told before, but it can be overwhelming. Take your time. It does get easier with time. I mean, I've done an incredible amount of healing work over the previous however many years. And just after the podcast finished back in August, just after I stopped it for a while, I was then given room to think of past trauma, PTSD that I had, that I'd held in for 20 years. There it was in front of me. Because I'm a bit further along, I could deal with it. I saw it for what it was. But I did have a tough month dealing with it and trying to figure out why it was there before I realized, oh, right, you've not dealt with this. You repressed it. And here it's come back up because it's time to knock it out of the ballpark. This could happen whether you've been doing this healing work for years or whether you're just kind of starting it, but it will get less as time goes on, and you will be, for every problem that you shift, for every problem that goes, for everything that you deal with and work on, you become better and stronger for it and happier because it's no longer bothering you quite the same. Maybe some things will always bother you, but they won't have that same effect than when they were trapped in your system, holding you back from living that best life. Try not to discourage that shadow work and inner child work. You are far more capable than you think you are. And you're getting served this because it's time to make it out, basically. So if you've been great for a few weeks and everything's been going great, everything's been straightforward, and then suddenly you're stuck with this issue that happened when you were, I don't know, 8, 10, 14, 25, whatever it was, it's there to deal with and say goodbye to. And there's plenty of meditations and hypnosis that you can try to deal with that. But the main thing is just to not run away from it, because the sooner you deal with it, the sooner it comes out of your system. It may take some time, but it's there. You can cope with it. You can deal with this. You just have to have that faith in yourself. Sometimes when you've been into this stuff for a while, you may find that your knowledge, your intuition is deepening, it's sharpened a bit. So you're kind of elevating into a different plateau with spirituality. During that ascension, you are going to get phases of times where, and you won't know it's happening at first if you're not used to it. And you know what? Even if you've been into it for a while, you've been through it, it can still catch you off guard. So when you're getting woken up at 3 a.m. and for no reason, and maybe you're seeing things or you're finding yourself quite dizzy even, you can find yourself maybe nauseous, you can find yourself anxious. There can be all sorts of weird and wonderful pains that you get, and you would put it down to something else, and perhaps it is something else, so always check that out first. But if you're finding that nothing is apparently wrong and you are otherwise healthy, maybe you're eating healthy food, you are sleeping all right, but you've still got this kind of overwhelming feeling about you, you just feel like your brain's busy, and you, maybe it's time to just get some grounding. I've got all sorts of grounding tips for you. Anything from, I don't know, putting your feet in the bare feet in the mud, walking around without socks on, just connecting with the earth, meditations for grounding. Grab yourself some crystals from the Healing Maverick shop. Have a look on there. Anything at all, it will pass. It's just sometimes it can feel a little bit overwhelming and you're wondering what the fuck it is. And it's usually this. It's basically an ascension. So it's actually a great thing. It's like your senses are sharpening while this is going on. So it can create a bit of a weird feeling. It may even get you down, but the chances are it is the spiritual flu. If you don't know what it is and you've been getting these little things, these little ailments that you can't put any explanation down to and no logic in it, the chances are it is the spiritual flu. It will pass. So I hope you've enjoyed all those reasons. And if you found them to be true, then know that they will pass. And you will find that if you go through them as time goes on, you will recognize what they are. They are there to help you. They are there to help you grow and reach that contentment, because you will find as time goes on, you'll get less of them because you're kind of more in tune with it all. It's quite a big commitment, really. And even if you dismiss it, you'll still find some of these things sort of happening. So it's a case of whether you want to continue on your journey or just dismiss it. It's completely your free will. Along with the exhaustion, so maybe you get insomnia, you're not sleeping right. It's time to just trust yourself, trust your opinions. It's your journey. If this is truth to you, then it is truth to you. There are plenty of people that are interested in this. You are not on your own. It can be a lonely journey at times. You will learn with that if you continue on it, that that has served you for a good reason. And sometimes you need that time out on your own to deal with this stuff, because if you lead quite a busy life, then it's very easy for it to just sit there. You'd not know what it is, but something's always bothering you. There's always that corner of your mind that feels like you're missing something, but it's too far for you to reach and deal with. You can't just get an answer on it straight away. There is a little part of you that is denying yourself and not doing that healing work. Even if you don't get into spirituality, do the healing work, because you will be happier when you've not got stuff like that weighing you down. With that spiritual flu as well, you've got different senses that you get when you get into spirituality. I guess what your intuition communicates through those senses, as time goes on and they start to wake up, you can feel dizzy and overwhelmed. You will learn it doesn't last forever. It's just part of the process. Don't let it get you down. You will be fine. In the next episode, I'm going to be covering the upside. So yay, something a bit more optimistic. There's plenty of upsides to getting into this. So don't miss episode 2, which will be out shortly. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, the beginning of the new season of Auspicious Minds, where we help you break those daily bad habits and find that contentment in your life. Yes, there are downsides to spirituality, but do go with them, do that healing work, just power through them and you'll be right. We are going to be doing videos as well, looking to get on YouTube. So you will see my face actually telling you this stuff. So if you'd rather actually watch me, but don't worry, the podcast will be continuing. So if you prefer it this way, that option is open there for you. It's all about what you prefer. But the information is the same. The good thing with the podcast is that I can swear more and be that little bit more authentic, because I am a bit of a swear bear, which I'm not proud of, but hey, we're not perfect, are we? By learning from my mistake with season 1, where I was really, really pushing to get those episodes out weekly, it was just too much. So I am going to be doing these episodes bi-weekly, maybe once every 3 weeks. They will still have the same quality. They won't be as scripted either, so I'll be freestyling this a little bit better. It's actually easier to do it this way, so I hope you enjoy it that bit more. Thank you for listening. Check out the website, auspiciousminds.com. Follow us on all the social media. I'd love to see you there and love to have your support. And there'll be lots of other things on there too. Take care. See you in the next episode. Bye.